This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. Here we are, hour number three. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Now, I want you to think, just for a moment, what it must be like to be a, to run like one of the state chapters of the Friends of the NRA right now, to be associated with NRA, to be on a state level trying to do things for the NRA. Even in the best of times, pro-gun advocates have to deal with radical protesters and site venues that want to cancel on them because they have NRA in their name. Now, on top of that, they also get to deal, now they got it coming from both sides. They got the anti-gunners, and then they got the NRA. You got an NRA HQ, who now has a reputation of cronyism and glad-handing. In addition to participation in those types of events dropping in many areas, several major advertisers are bolting the NRA. The lack of professionalism that is, based upon the figurehead of the NRA, Wayne LaPierre saying, hell no, I won't go, is costing the NRA millions of dollars. It's costing the organization its reputation, and with that loss, this is destroying the NRA's ability to protect our rights in the way they... Well, my first question on that part, though, does have to become, well, how much have they been doing that, though, lately, as I think about this? So, let's set the record straight, shall we? As a member of the NRA currently, I joined the NRA because I believe the NRA's sole purpose is protecting our Second Amendment rights, whatever in whatever fashion, in whatever capacity they do. And all of this monkey business that's going on right now is destroying the ability of the NRA to do that. Now, the next thing that is going to start bolting the ship is going to be the dues-paying members. Best guess is that while Colonel Oliver North brought the NRA back to plus $6 million, those gains are now gone. Look for the NRA to return to a pre-Clintonian number if this isn't all fixed. There are reports of some advertisers canceling as much as $100,000 of contributions in advertising. And as NRA membership drops, others will follow suit. And while the NRA will always exist, their ability to influence policy and to be a protector of our constitutional rights is waning. And none of, I don't want to see that happen. Nobody I know wants to see that happen. But when I was talking about hubris the other day, or earlier tonight, rather, hubris is not only within the left. Pride and hubris have a way of blinding people and groups of people to the truth, where there is no one there to say no, sometimes your moral compass fails. When money just flows in, you sometimes forget who brought it in and what you're supposed to do with that. Now the NRA has their own group of elites, and they are running the NRA. They may actually be good, fine people, but when the rank and file begin to question their commitment, well, the rank and file also withhold their commitments and their efforts, and they close their pocketbook, and then the elite run out of cash. Adding to this cash drain is the New York State lawsuit and the NRA's hired lawyer bleeding the NRA of cash, Mr. Brewer, by the way. You can see that Governor Cuomo is happy to run out the litigation clock along with Wayne's wanting to fight to the end, letting the NRA bankrupt itself. Nothing changes this fact. The NRA looks like it is run by cronyism and glad-handing. And let me give you an example. I heard this today. On NRA TV, in the course of one day, they got 40,000 unique impressions on the NRA TV website. Now, one article at Ammoland or The Truth About Guns gets that many impressions. One article. And I can assure you that they're paying a lot less for those articles there. And they get more bang for the buck. And they go out and actually exceed 40,000 impressions. That's why whenever I get to put something on one of those websites, I just let it happen, no matter how good or bad it is, simply because of the volume of eyes that hit it. And for years, well, I guess, for 3 or 4 years, we've had NRA TV. We've been being charged for NRA TV. Now, I use NRA TV as an example because it is the best example of the excess to me. Now, at SHOT Show, I got to meet Mike Gallagher. And Mike Gallagher is a top 5 radio host, and anybody that is in radio aspires to be top 5, top 10, top 20, get into top something, right? A lot of Genesis hosts are in the top 100 talkers, which is a great place to be. Now, the biggest dog on Radio Row at SHOT Show is Mike Gallagher, okay? And Mike shows up, and he brings a Quasar camcorder, and he brings one or two producers with him. I know one of his producers, Joey Hudson, and they do a radio show, of course, and he does a Facebook stream on while he's on Radio Row. Cam Edwards shows up, and he's bringing multiple 60-inch monitors so we can watch the radio show, which I used to stream this show. And then I realized, you know, watching a radio show, that's not very exciting. That's not very much fun to watch a radio show. And so I quit doing it because, you know, watching a radio show is sort of a, I don't know, it just sort of seems like a contradiction of terms to me. But now Cam had a 60-inch monitor so we could watch what he was doing. He had a 60-inch monitor so he could watch what he was doing. And he had a 60-inch monitor so his entourage could watch what he was doing. And all the while across from him, directly across from him, and around him, Mark Walters is around him, Tom Gresham is around him. All of these guys in the same topical niche that he's in are bigger. They're giants. And we just had the appearance of grandeur there. And it wasn't... It had nothing to do with the talent of Cam Edwards. It had nothing to do with the talent of Colleen Noir, Grant Stinchfield, if that's his name, I can't even remember his name, Dana Lash, any of these people. It had nothing to do with their talent, and it had everything to do with the distribution system put in place by Ackerman McQueen. So, until all this is corrected, they're in dire straits. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I'm
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Well, at least I think it is.
For
over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Yes, indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Right now, everybody is very, very afeared that the NRA isn't going to be here. And who's going to do all this that the NRA does? And at the same time, now, these are the same people in a lot of cases that would tell me the NRA doesn't really do anything. So if you're listening to me, please, if you would, extend to me this one acknowledgement. You are the gun lobby. I've said this many times throughout my time playing around in the political world that I have for the last 10 years. Especially in the Second Amendment, the gun lobby is not a bunch of overpaid suits in Washington, D.C. If the NRA goes away tomorrow, the gun lobby will still be just as powerful because it's not the NRA. It's NRA members and tens of millions of other people that are not members of the NRA. The thing about the NRA and any of these organizations, now some of them, like Second Amendment Foundation, they do a lot legally. They take things into the courtroom. They do some very, very, it takes a degree of skill to do what they do. But these advocacy groups, all they are is your proxy. That's it. They're just your proxy. That's it. So if you took the time and you called your two senators in the Senate and your one representative in the House twice a month, once a week, once a month. If every one of us did that, the gun lobby would be just fine. The gun lobby would be just fine. And you begin to take on the folly of certain things when you begin to realize what has been done in the name of the gun lobby. Because the one constant that has always been true has never been, the NRA is a little bit like Donald Trump. The reason the left goes after Donald Trump is because Donald Trump represents you. You put him there, right? The NRA represents you. You put them there. And you begin to see the folly of certain things as they occur. When you think about, the amount of money that Wayne LaPierre spent on his suits, for example. But all of the NRA's power and prestige and money and influence comes from you. The NRA is a mechanism. It's not the source of power in or influence. They're the representative of it, but they're not the source. The other sad part about this that we have to take into consideration that may prove to be true is that the ugly mess facing the NRA today may have crippled it for a period of time. And it will remain crippled as long as no solutions are put forward to remedy what's going on with it. And yet, despite that, the gun lobby must continue on. As the NRA leadership continues to allow a whole lot of money to bleed into the pockets of lawyers and other people, even if the organization allows itself to be torn down by politicians and bureaucrats, the gun lobby can continue to be strong. The NRA is distracted right now. They're in disarray. So it is critical for me and you to take personal responsibility for protecting your rights, just the way we take personal responsibility for protecting our lives. We can't rely on the NRA or any other group to do the heavy lifting for you. We have to roll up our sleeves, stand shoulder to shoulder with our neighbors to ensure that the radical rights opponents don't flush your children's and grandchildren's birthright down the toilet. Even now, with all the erosion of our rights and the occasionally, you know, we've gotten some bits of it back, but we still stand on the slippery slope, and it's only inches wide. And there's nothing but a sheer cliff beyond that. The Democrats have given their party fully over to a progressive philosophy of total government control, total citizen subservience, with a government monopoly on arms and likewise a government monopoly on violence being one of their primary goals. So until saner heads get control of the Democrats, it is critical that they never get in full power. Now, normally, we would hang back and lend our support only to the cream of the solid pro-rights candidates. And at this point, the Democratic Party has taken that luxury away from us. So now our only option is to work for their defeat, regardless of the individual stands of their opponents. And right now, it's all about majorities in Congress, in state legislatures, and on county boards and city councils. Even in states with low crime and strong traditions of firearm freedom, like Maine and Vermont, the Democrat majorities are pushing agendas of gun control simply because they can, and because Bloomberg and the Giffords and all the other ones, they're dumping money into this. This assault must be answered with votes. Fast, decisive votes. And we don't have the luxury anymore of being able to stand around saying, well, I'm not going to vote because I don't like that person running, and so I'm just not going to vote. Well, you don't have that luxury anymore. Not unless you're willing to take the fight to the streets. So, I know most people don't want to hear that stuff. I get that. But it's true. Sometimes in all-out combat, which we're in ideological combat right now, that is threatening to get worse and cross over into the physical. When you're into this kind of thing, you've got to give up certain things and say, I'm going to win. And you got to figure out what it's going to take to win and then execute that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The gloves are off in Iowa from former vice president and 2020 presidential hopeful Joe Biden.
I mean, it's bizarre and it's damaging. And so I think he's genuinely a threat to our core values. And he's a threat to our standing in the world.
Meanwhile, President Trump was speaking to a crowd in Council Bluffs, Iowa, talking about ethanol-based fuel.
They impose radical restrictions on our farmers and ethanol producers, and they refuse to even allow talk of E15 during the busiest driving months of the year. And as you know, we took it from 8 months to 12 beautiful months. That's another big factor.
The NTSB is continuing to work to determine the cause of yesterday's helicopter crash in New York City. Air safety investigator Doug Brazy explained that there was not a helipad on top of the building where the helicopter crashed. The pilot died after the helicopter went down. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm watching the wrong clock. I'm just now noticing it. I'm watching the wrong clock. If everybody's out there saying, how come he's not coming back any sooner than he does? That's because I've been watching the wrong clock. Such is the drama of live radio. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The number of NICS background checks processed by the FBI in May, 2,349,309, is a new record for the month and reflects an increase in firearm sales of between 0.7 and 1% when compared to the same period last year. The NSSF estimates 910,910 firearm sales were included in the nation's numbers last month, up from its estimated 904,834 for May of 2018. Small arms analytics and forecasting calculations indicate slightly higher numbers, however, at 957,725. They dissected the figures in a June 7th press release, like single handgun sales, 542,654, increased year over year by 0.7%, but single long gun sales, 321,749, decreased year over year by 3.2%. All other likely firearm sales, 93,322, increased year over year by 21.9%. This includes so-called multiple sales, where the allocation between handguns and long guns cannot be determined from the data record. Notice they don't talk about anybody that didn't have to go through a background check. So, NICS volume is considered a good relative barometer of overall firearm sales, but for a more precise glimpse, both the NSSF and the Small Arms Analytics and Forecasting subtract concealed carry permit applications, renewals, and other identifiable administrative uses of the system from the gross figure. Finding the issues, as one American Rifleman reader pointed out, is the growing number of enthusiasts who have voluntarily subjected themselves to additional background checks, fingerprinting, chief law enforcement officer written permission, courses, and other requirements to secure a concealed carry permit. In some areas, and I pointed out how many states are like this, an NICS check is not recorded when a valid carry permit is presented to make a purchase. With the Crime Prevention Research Center's estimate that there's more than 17.25 million Americans falling into this category, the potential unreported sales volume is significant. Jürgen Brauer, chief economist for Small Arms Analytics and Forecasting, explained his group's figures are typically higher than those of the NSSF because it adds the results of a formula based on market research to reflect a portion of unreported sales. A similar approach is taken in the multiple sales tabulation. Quarterly reports issued by several firearms companies mirror the findings of Brauer and NSSF, indicating concealed carry weapon permit holder purchases have yet to reach the volume required to significantly skew estimates. So the adjusted figures are not a precise count of guns bought in the last month, according to Brauer, but they do reflect buying trends with relative accuracy. So this is basically accurately inaccurate is what they're telling me. Yeah. The increase in sales comes on the heels of survey results released by Southwest Associates last week that indicate total consumer spending in the shooting and hunting market increased by 11% in 2018. Now, I'm only pointing this out because I keep hearing about the Trump slump. Let's go from the good news to the bad news. The Chicago Tribune reports that at least 22 individuals were shot in under 11 hours last night in Chicago. And we're talking about the, what day are we talking about? What day are we talking about? That was, that must have been June the 7th, so it was the weekend. Reports that at least, in under 11 hours. 22 people in 11 hours. So two people an hour. And, you know, the summer is just beginning. Many of these victims were innocent bystanders caught in the spray of bullets related to gang organized or other criminal activity or drive-by shootings, according to the police records. For example, at about 7:15 p.m., an 18-year-old man suffered a graze wound to the head at the in the 2500 block of East 83rd Street in the South Chicago neighborhood after sitting in a car and hearing gunshots and realizing he'd been hit by a stray round. In one incident, three people were shot on the 9400 block of South Wentworth Avenue in Princeton Park. The victims were in a parking lot when four males exited a dark SUV and opened fire. 32-year-old woman was shot in both legs, was taken to Advocate Christ Medical Center in Oaklawn, where her condition was stabilized. The 26-year-old man suffered a gunshot wound to the leg. He was taken to Roseland Community Hospital, where his condition was stabilized. The third victim, a 32-year-old man, suffered wounds to his body. He was taken in critical condition to Christ Medical Center. Imagine, if you can, this is the thing. In a big city like this, in an inner city like this, parks are the oasis. They're in the middle. So people go to parks because they want to be in some green. They want to get away from the concrete or something. They need that. That's sort of like a primal need. And when they go to these parks, then lots of people go to these parks, and lots of business can be done in these parks, lots of drug business. So in these areas where the inner city is occurring, wherever there's a park, imagine being in a park and you're just hanging out there and maybe you've got some beer or something. I don't know what the laws are there concerning that. I'm sure those laws get bent during the summer, right? Well, imagine you're sitting there and you're just sitting there having your beer. You're not talking to nobody. You're not bothering nobody. Somebody drives up, piles out of the SUV and shoots at you. And every one of you gets shot at least once for being there. And that's what it's like in Chicago. That's like what it is like in Chicago. Deputy Chief Elgin Holtz said Chicago comes to life in the summer with festivals and barbecues and family activities in the park. And unfortunately, many of the South Side districts have been plagued with violence related to guns, gangs, and drugs for too long. And this weekend brought with it more of the same. According to WGN9, the suspects behind these shootings are repeat offenders. We know who a lot of these people are, Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson told the station. And how do we know that? Because we keep arresting them over and over again. And it's just a vicious cycle. And until we hold violent offenders accountable the way they should be, we're going to continue this. Do you remember when I was talking about what it takes to lose your judgeship in Cook County? Remember that? That's what the chief is talking about. That's what the chief is talking about. And that's got to be frustrating to keep arresting the same guys over and over again. It's got to be frustrating to have one guy going in the same cell recognizing his graffiti that he sprawled on. Well, yeah, I wrote that. And then he gets out the next day. So, that's horrible that that's happening. And I wish more for the good people of Chicago than they're getting right now. And until the gun-free zone becomes less and less, it's going to continue. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Sometimes, I make a lot of jokes about the zombie apocalypse. Well, it's sort of actually occurring now. It's occurring in Scat Francisco. It's occurring in L.A. It's occurring wherever homelessness is okay. That's occurring. Now, typically, with one of the zombie movies, first you have the disease, then you have the zombies. But in the case, it's actually reversed, the way things are happening. We have the zombies, and they bring the disease with them. We know this. We know that Los Angeles, for example, which is a big tourist hotspot, we're going to see some sort of a epidemic, some sort of an outbreak there. And, I mean, there's certain people saying it's going to be bubonic plague or, you know, typhus or all kinds of things. I mean, third world nonsense we got rid of a long time ago. Let's add to the list of voices talking about what's happening the UN World Health Organization. They're pointing out the best reason to regain control of our southern border and maybe to look at what's happening within our borders. Well, definitely too. They're addressing the current outbreak of Ebola in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where there's 2,025 cases and 1,357 deaths. And the WHO's Michael Ryan, the official overseeing the WHO response to it, said, in a worst-case scenario, I can definitely develop a scenario where this is going to take another year or 2 years. And at this point, the outcome is effort-related. Are we prepared to make the immediate, sustained, comprehensive effort to bring this disease under control? Now, my first thought is that that's a stupid question. But then again, with the border, with what's going on the border and what's happening in certain parts on the West Coast, Okay, yeah, yeah, that is a that's a valid question. So speaking to the BBC, he added, "We're entering a new phase of high impact epidemics, and this isn't just Ebola." He said the world is seeing a very worrying convergence of risks. They're increasing the dangers of diseases, including but not limited to Ebola, cholera, and yellow fever. Now, of course, he did have to go social justice warrior here. He said, climate change, emerging diseases, exploitation of the rainforest, large and highly mobile populations, weak governments, and conflict were making outbreaks more likely to occur, more likely to swell in size once they did. He said they're tracking 160 disease events around the world, and 9 were grade 3 emergencies, which is the WHO's highest emergency level. I don't think we've ever had a situation where we're responding to so many emergencies at one time. This is a new normal. I don't expect the frequency of these events to reduce. As a result, he argued that countries and other bodies needed to get to grips with readiness and to be ready for these epidemics. Part of that kind of readiness has to be stricter border control, stricter immigration controls at airports and seaports, because the U.S. Border Patrol agents have apprehended more than 150 African immigrants attempting unauthorized crossings into Texas at the U.S. southern border within the past week, according to the Border Patrol. On Saturday, agents arrested a group of 37 undocumented immigrants from Central Africa who had crossed the winding Rio Grande onto U.S. soil. The agency said the immigrants consisted of family groups, including small children, from the Democratic Republic of the Congo and the Republic of the Congo, which I didn't know there was a difference between the two. Where Ebola is breaking out. Last Thursday, they picked up a group of 116 African immigrants crossing the river. Monica Showalter, she put it out 3 days ago. What's terrible here is that we're already seeing what can happen when unvetted people are allowed into the country. In 2014, an Ebola patient from Liberia, Eric Duncan, came to an unprepared Dallas hospital and spread the disease to two nurses who in turn unwittingly exposed other places to the epidemic. A wedding gown shop in Ohio was shut down. The nurses had to undergo extensive treatment at a specialized facility in Maryland. At least one sued the hospital and now refuses to work as an intensive care nurse. Duncan, meanwhile, gave conflicting stories to investigators on how he was exposed to the epidemic, and he certainly should not have been traveling after his exposure to previous victims. Whether he came here for medical care for Ebola was unknown, but obviously people who have this dreaded illness are not always going to be honest, because the fact is they are desperate. What the Duncan case showed is that all it takes is just one unvetted migrant from the Ebola epidemic area to throw the U.S. health system into disorder. And you can bet some of these current Congolese migrants are going to be making an asylum claim based on the known political violence from ISIS terrorists in their country. But any asylum claim based on that raises the possibility that they're coming from the Ebola zones, and it's unknown if they are desperately fleeing that, or if they have been exposed to, or if they're going to be honest about it. Who knows if Customs and Border Protection officers are going to be able to keep them out if they are anyway. This is the makings of a public health disaster here in the States, and sadly, we're probably going to have to learn the hard way after the disease is here and spreading into the population. I wonder what the Democrats will say when that happens. I wonder how many of us will die because of this. Some of you are going right now, hey, that's pretty harsh, Bill. Well, yeah, it is. It is. It is very harsh because the way we'll find out this has happened is a bunch of people will get sick and die before it's identified. And then we'll start having some sort of a reaction to it. And in the meantime, you know, this is going to happen to people just, you know, in California right now, people are getting typhus. Cops are getting typhus because they have to go to where the homeless are. They need to. I mean, it's getting to the point now. If I lived in L.A. and I was being told, well, just try to stay away from there, my first question would be, why? Why am I paying such a high inflated rate for taxes and gas and the standard of living and all this other nonsense if I can't even go around the city wherever I want? Why do I have to drive in the middle of the street to keep from tripping over people sleeping on the sidewalk, keep from tripping over the tents and all the other stuff? And why aren't you doing something about that? And why are you bringing them in? Why are you encouraging? You know, Gavin Newsom, he got out there the other day and said, okay, ladies, if you want to have an abortion, well, just come here. It's okay to come here. We'll abort you. We got coupons. Just throw open the doors to California. I mean, California is going to, all this talk about them seceding, they're going to maneuver themselves into a position where we're going to wall them off. And that's really going to be too bad. But it's like this guy was asking before he went off on the climate change tangent. The question is, are we going to do what we're going to have to do about it? And we're going to have to be ruthless and make the decisions and go with it. We need the wall. We just about need to shut the border off. We got to shut the Central American corridor down. It takes a change or two. A change or two. So, think about that if you would be so kind. We'll be back in 21 hours. And between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Protect. Hunt. Compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.